Hi friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Steve and I'll be your host these next 3 days as we go through this month's newsworthy clips. Each month we take some clips from newspapers and magazines from around the world and we share them with you. One reason we do this is because, the English language is growing and it changes and words change meaning sometimes, and so we want to keep you up to date on current English language usage. With me in the studio today, we have Christina. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you, Steve. I'm very happy to be here.
Also with us is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, guys. Hi, everyone listening at home.
And if you are at home or in your car, at the office, wherever you are, we invite you right now to take out your Advanced Studio Classroom magazine and turn to page 26 as we begin reading newsworthy clips. The first lesson is on razor-thin glass, so let's read that on the left-hand column.
Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Bending razor-thin glass to tech's future needs. Glass is glass. You can see through it, it keeps things out, it breaks. Now picture this, razor-thin glass with the flexibility of plastic and the durability of steel. Think what it would mean for mobile devices. Think what it could mean for any electronic device with a screen. Plastic ages. Wagui Ishak, director of Corning Inc.'s West Coast Research Center, said, "After a few years, it becomes yellow and deteriorates. Glass doesn't." He continued, "If you have a 1 millimeter sheet of plastic, it will take an oxygen ion, that is moisture, a few hours to get through it. Moisture is terrible for electronics. If you have a 1 millimeter piece of glass, it will take 30 billion years."
All right, friends, we're talking about glass, bending razor-thin glass to tech's future needs. Ben, how thin is a razor?
Oh, my goodness. Thin enough to cut my hair, for sure.
Yeah, it's quite thin, right?
It's sharp.
It's probably as thin as, I don't know, a piece of paper or two pieces
about
of paper, two or three at the most.
Yeah. Oh, you can get a paper cut, too. So, yes, that's pretty sharp, too.
Yeah, so thin enough, probably as thin as a piece of paper. It can cut, it can scrape things and scratch things. Well, we're finding out that we can create glass this thin, and it's pretty durable and pretty amazing. The author starts out very fun, as the author says, glass is glass. I like this. Glass is glass.
It's not anything. It's just glass. Glass is glass.
What do you think of when you think of glass, Christine?
When I think of glass, I think of my kitchen, actually, because in my kitchen I have glass cups, glass plates, glass bowls. Everything in my kitchen is glass.
Sounds dangerous.
So let's describe the quality of glass for a second. What is a quality of glass? All those glass things in your kitchen, how would you describe them?
It's very hard and very durable. So I would say it does last a long time because I've had them for a few years.
Okay, durable, hard. What about you, Ben?
Glass is clear.
Mm-hmm.
Glass is shiny. Sometimes when the light shines through glass, you can magnify things, make it closer.
Okay. It keeps things in, like water in a glass.
Yeah.
That's right. I keep a lot of leftover food in glass Tupperware.
Right. And it keeps things out. Like maybe it keeps the rain out of your house because you have glass in your windows. But also, glass generally over the years has the reputation of being brittle, right?
That's right.
It's easy to break.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to drop your glass cup or else it'll probably break when it hits the floor.
Yeah. Have you ever broken a glass in your kitchen?
About once a month I break something just because I cook a lot and I use a lot of utensils and bowls and I'll knock a glass over. So, Yeah, but they're replaceable, so it's okay.
Okay. Well, wouldn't it be great, though, if you were cooking with some glass things and you knocked something over and it didn't break?
Oh, that would be amazing. And then I wouldn't have to buy anymore.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
You wouldn't have to clean up the broken glass off the floor and maybe cut your feet or your cat might walk on
it. Oh, yeah.
I know that's a big concern,
yeah,
right?
It's a big safety issue, too.
Yes. Yes, it is. So the author says glass is glass. And she goes on to say, you can see through it, it keeps things out, it breaks. I like this because that's the traditional view of glass. But the point she is going to make is that, hey, glass isn't glass anymore.
No, glass is different. Glass is razor thin.
What else is it then?
Oh, it's flexible.
Yeah.
A flexible glass, isn't that more like plastic?
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
So flexible, it would mean that it can bend the way it moves. So this glass is very flexible. It can bend, so that's pretty amazing.
It is. You can flex glass, and it won't break.
Yeah. I mean, if you had flexible glass, you probably wouldn't have to worry if it fell on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because also, it's durable. It has the durability of steel.
Isn't steel one of the most durable metals ever?
It's certainly strong. You build high rises and skyscrapers and trains with it and planes.
Well, now you can build them out of glass, I guess.
That's amazing.
And it will last a long time.
So there are people in this world who are inventing new kinds of glass. And so glass has these new qualities. It's flexible and it's durable. It's really tough. It's hard to break. Well, think of what this kind of glass would mean to our mobile devices. Think of what it could mean for any electronic device with a screen. I have to ask you guys, have you ever broken the screen on your cell phone?
I have.
Okay, what happened?
Once, I was walking down the street, and for some reason I bumped into somebody and my phone dropped. I was carrying it in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it just flew out of my hand, and I looked at my phone, and it was cracked.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
It didn't drop very far, I'm guessing, right?
Just not very far, but it was very sensitive, and it just broke very easily.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so after that, I mean, certainly you're going to be touching it with your finger. That's a little dangerous now because of the cracked glass. You want to get it replaced.
Right. And I also want to get it replaced so I could see it as well. I could see the cracks.
So that was a little expensive.
Yeah. It costs money.
Yep.
So that wasn't good.
And it takes time. How about you, Ben?
I have never actually had that happen to me, but many friends, many, many friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's had that happen, and it was kind of like a spider web crack.
I know those ones.
You can't see anything after that.
And my friend, like, he was kind of cheap. He didn't want to get it fixed, so he had it like that for like 9 months or a year.
Oh, no.
I think I would do that, too.
He didn't want to get it fixed.
No.
And, yeah, it's kind of dangerous. And
I feel like it would hurt your fingers if you ran them across cracked glass.
Well, that wouldn't happen if we have this new kind of durable glass. Christine, take us into the next paragraph, which says plastic ages.
Yeah, so it says plastic ages, director of Corning Inc.'s West Coast Research Center said, after a few years, it becomes yellow and deteriorates.
Okay.
And glass doesn't deteriorate.
Okay. Help us with this word, deteriorate.
So deteriorate means to become worse. So for example, I could say the weather deteriorated, so the baseball game was canceled.
Good. What else can deteriorate, Ben?
You could have, like, wood in a house could deteriorate because of bugs or because of weather and rotting wood.
Mm-hmm.
We often say that rotting wood is deteriorating.
Okay, yeah. Also, your health can deteriorate. If you're sick and you're getting worse, you're not getting better, your health is deteriorating. Well, glass doesn't deteriorate. Plastic does. That's why plastic's not always a good option. Plastic is flexible and it can be strong, but what's one thing that really, really damages plastic? Sunshine, right? Sunshine.
Sorry.
If you ever left any plastic out in the sun for a long period of time, it becomes brittle, it becomes discolored, and it loses its strength, right?
Heat also can damage plastic.
That's
right. It can melt it.
That's right. glass doesn't deteriorate. Well, going to the top of the right-hand column, we find that this director continued, if you have a 1 millimeter sheet of plastic, it will take an oxygen ion, that is moisture, a few hours to get through it. What is an ion, Ben?
Well, it's a positive atom or a negative atom. It's the electric charge that's part of the atom. So it's really, really small.
Can I see it with my naked
Absolutely
eye?
Not. You could not see it with a microscope. Even with a razor-thin glass microscope, you couldn't see
it. It's very small, tiny. Can't see it with your eye. But an oxygen ion can get through plastic. And that's bad.
That is not good.
If you're using that plastic to protect electronic things, maybe like your phone.
Yeah, your phone would only last a few hours, as the article says, before the ions got through it.
Yeah, moisture is terrible for electronics. We all know that. But if you had a 1 millimeter piece of glass, how long would it take for the ion to get through the glass?
I almost don't believe it when I see it, but it says 30 billion years?
Like, how did they test that?
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
They certainly didn't wait 30 billion years before they came up with that estimate.
Right.
Well, it's definitely a longer lasting piece of material than plastic.
Exactly. And that's the point our author is making. Again, 1 millimeter, I'm guessing it can't be thicker than 2 or 3 sheets of paper at the most, so it's very, very thin. And we can have glass now that thin and be flexible and strong. Let's learn more about these properties of this new glass as we go to the next portion of our reading on line 8.
Beyond the inherent properties of glass, though, Ishak has reason to believe in the material. He's leading a team of scientists and engineers at Corning to make glass do things most people thought were impossible. Thinner, stronger, flexible, anti-glare, antibacterial, and that's just the start of it. Thinner glass can obviously mean thinner devices. But new processes are producing glass so pristine that Ishak predicts they'll soon be able to support 4K or higher resolution video on mobile phones. These developments are a big deal. According to industry experts who believe advancements in glass alone could change the way we make and use mobile devices.
Okay, our author continues by talking about the inherent properties of glass. And when we see this word inherent, it means existing as a natural or basic part of something. So we discussed these qualities already. When we think of glass, we think of it being usually clear. It's brittle. It's very easy to break. But it holds things in and it keeps things out, right? You can see through it. And these are some of the qualities we know of glass. But these things, these qualities are changing. Well, there's this man named Ishak, and he has reason to believe in glass. He's leading a team of scientists and engineers at Corning, which is in New York, to make glass do things most people thought were impossible. Okay, so Christine, what are some things we find on line 12 that the author is giving us?
Well, he says he'll be able to make glass thinner, stronger, flexible, anti-glare, which means there's no shininess or brightness, and also antibacterial, which means it can fight against bacteria. And he says that's just the beginning.
That's amazing. Amazing. Thinner, okay. Glass can be thin. We've all seen probably thin glass.
Absolutely, yeah.
But if it's thin, it's not going to be strong.
No, yeah, and I think that the use of the inherent word, I think that's a good, the inherent idea that I get from glass inherently is just brittle. Inherently, it's going to break. Inherently, it's not strong. So the fact that he's able to do this is incredible.
It is. It's stronger, flexible. That's a big one right there. That's, we're going to find out more about that in a moment. Anti-glare, as you said, Christine, is very helpful. When we're talking about, I don't know, maybe outside driving, sometimes the glare on the windshield
yes.
makes it dangerous to drive. Antibacterial would be great for cups and glasses so that germs would be preventable, to keep those germs away, and that's just the start of it. So glass can do a lot of new things. Well, thinner glass can obviously mean thinner devices, but new processes are producing glass so pristine. Let's look at this word pristine. Do you guys have a definition for us?
I do. Pristine means something is very clean. If there's no dirt or it won't decay.
Right. Clean or clear. We might describe a lake as being pristine. It's very clean.
Or the mountain snow.
Yes.
Pristine.
Good example. Well, glass needs to be pristine. It needs to be very clear if it's going to be used in things like your smartphones or tablets because of the visual quality. We want good, crisp, clean visual quality in those devices, and clean glass helps that. So this new glass will help support 4K or higher resolution video.
That's a lot.
Ben, help us through this.
Yeah, 4K is basically 4,000. We often use the letter K to represent 1,000, and it just means that there's basically 4,000 pixels of resolution, which means that there's a whole ton of little pixels that are showing you, shining light at you on the screen.
Uh-huh.
So the more lights you have on the screen, the more resolution, the more lights, the clearer you'll see the picture.
That's right. It's the image will be clearer, crisper, cleaner, more defined, like your high-definition TV as compared to the TVs of many years ago.
Yeah. This is incredible, too, because the advances in technology and cameras have allowed us to capture things in much more detail. But the phones that we have, they don't show that detail so much. But now we could see what exactly they filmed on the camera.
That's right. And sometimes people are using their cameras now because technology has advanced so fast and we've come so far. We're using videos from people's phones on broadcast television. That's how good
amazing.
The quality is, right? We know sometimes in the past that quality was very bad, but it's improving quite quickly.
So even when people go on vacation, they don't even take their cameras with them. They just use their phones because it's so clear.
I do that now myself. Yeah, why bring two things when
right.
you can just bring your phone?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep. Well, these developments are a big deal, according to industry experts, who believe advancements in glass alone could change the way we make and use mobile devices. So just the advances in this one technology is going to revolutionize phones even more, right?
Yeah, that's right. Think about the phone cases that we all use. I mean, how many phone cases do my friends have? Probably 10 or 20 between all of them. You might not even need a phone case because you've got such strong glass.
That's right. And we're going to talk about this a little more after we finish up this next reading. So let's wrap up the reading now on line 23.
More durable phones could mean the end of phone cases, which, according to Daniel Hayes, a principal partner at PwC, could improve the viability of having dual-screen phones where the back of the phone serves a different purpose, he said. A second screen, perhaps? Maybe a touchpad? And with glass becoming so thin and flexible, researchers around the world are even exploring flexible electronics, phones that can be folded in half, tablets that can be rolled up.
Hi, everybody. If you've just joined us, this is Advanced Studio Classroom. And with me in the studio is Christine and Ben. My name is Steve, and we're talking about bending razor-thin glass to tech's future needs. Traditionally, we've thought of glass as being see-through. It breaks easily. It keeps the rain out of our houses. And what else? It keeps the water in our glass, right?
Yeah.
But,
and I think of my kitchen.
Yeah.
Everything I own is glass.
Glass. There's a lot of glass in the kitchen. Usually There's a lot of glass sometimes in bathrooms with bathroom mirrors and other things, shower doors, things like that.
Glass tables for
glass
living
tables.
Rooms.
Yes, ooh. Glass tables, glass elevators. Oh, we can go
there
on
are,
and on.
There are.
Yes.
Scary world we live in, all this glass.
So glass is glass, but glass is now more than glass because glass has new properties. People are developing glass to have different characteristics. It is now thinner, stronger, more flexible. It has anti-glare qualities and antibacterial qualities. And I'm going to pick those last two words out, Ben, and ask you to help us understand that prefix anti a little bit more.
Well, anti, we often remember the word antagonist, which just means the bad guy in the movie. So anti also is part of that word, and it's part of this word. It basically means to fight against. So anti-glare is fighting against glare. Antibacterial would mean it's fighting against bacteria.
Very good, yeah. Anti against, very good.
And usually in glass you can see the glare, like our glass windows, there's a glare. So he's trying to make a product that's anti-glare, mm-hmm. where there's no brightness or shininess.
Yes. I'm hoping for one other quality in glass that was not mentioned. I would like...
What is that? What is that scene?
I'm very curious.
I want to hear
I
this.
I want glass that cleans itself. Because I don't want to clean my windows.
No.
It's too...
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
So all the smudges we see on the windows.
Yeah, and the dirt that accumulates. You know, we live in a city and there's dust and pollution and stuff, and it gets on your glass windows.
Steve, I think you're going to have to wait for that improvement.
Just wait a little longer.
I can't imagine how that would happen.
Besides how did anyone think antibacterial glass would come about?
True.
Let's just add one more anti-dirt.
There we go.
Anti-dirt. Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about phone cases for a second. You mentioned those before the reading, Ben. And phone cases are an important part of our cell phones. They protect our phones. Sometimes they don't. When we drop our phone, if the phone lands just the right way, the glass could crack, right? Even if you drop it, just not a lot, a foot off the ground. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the angle sometimes. So if you have a heavy-duty phone case, you have better protection, but that's no guarantee. Well, now we're finding, because of glass's new, stronger, and flexible qualities, maybe we don't need phone cases so much, right, Ben?
Yeah, that's right. The worst thing you want is you buy your nice new phone, you take it home, and then you drop it, and the screen's cracked, and you can't see anything clearly anymore. But with this great, flexible, strong, antibacterial glass, we might not even have to buy a phone case. Can you imagine that? No phone cases?
I know. I especially am thinking of all my friends who are girls, and they just love the accessorizing of the phone case.
Oh, I think all my friends, we have about 3 to 4 phone cases, and we change it, you know, once a month, once every 2 months.
They're like purses or shoes.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's right.
One month you've got a SpongeBob phone case, and next month you've got, a flower phone case.
A flower, you know. When it's spring, we'll have flowers. When it's winter, we'll have a snow...
Snow scene.
Snow scene.
Do you really change your phone cases?
I do, yes. I do.
Just for style purposes.
Just for style and just to change it up so it's not so boring to look at every day. You know, change is good.
Okay. Well,
That's nice.
This new glass could give us the ability to have dual screen phones, the viability of having dual screen phones. Viability means the ability to work or the possibility of this. And so the author's saying, maybe we can have a phone with a screen on both sides.
That would be pretty crazy.
Awesome.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. That's very different. How would we use that?
Yes,
that's my question.
What would we need?
How do we look at these two screens at the same time?
Probably you can look at one side while other people look at the other.
Okay, so maybe there's a screen on one side, and then the author suggests maybe a touchpad on the other side.
When I think of dual screens, I think of the TVs that have, you know, you have your one main screen, and then you can control it by, you can get another screen on the bottom
right.
of the screen.
I think we call that screen in screen.
Screen in screen.
Because there's a smaller screen in the big screen, right?
Right, it's in the screen. So when I think of dual screen, I think of that.
Okay. And people like that. They like watching two things at the same time. Well, with glass becoming so thin and flexible, researchers around the world are even exploring flexible electronics. Phones that can be folded in half and tablets that can be rolled up. I've seen folding bikes.
Yeah,
I've seen folding guitars now. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I have. Those are pretty cool.
Very cool. Who would have ever thought we could have a folding cell phone?
Hold on a second. Let me pull it out of my pocket, unfold it for you here. Here's my tablet.
That's crazy. Because of this quality now of glass being flexible, that might be possible in the near future. I've also seen, speaking of folding electronics, those keyboards, those piano keyboards. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
You kind of roll them up, and they're portable, and you can travel with them, so you can practice in your hotel room or on the road, and then when you're done, you just roll it up, and you can actually hear the noise coming out of it, right?
That's awesome. Yeah. So with, like, you said the piano rolled up, you can just take it anywhere with you. You don't have to carry it in a case. You just put it in your backpack.
That's right. Very convenient.
I already thought smartphones were convenient. I guess they're not convenient enough.
I guess not. There are more ways to make these smartphones better, and glass, these new qualities of glass, will probably help lead the way in doing that. Well, everybody, we're so glad you've joined us today. We hope that you join us tomorrow for day two of Newsworthy Clips as we talk about glider pilots aiming for the stratosphere. Well, until then, my name is Steve, and for all of us here at Advanced, we hope you have a great Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.